It's the Chasm Game of the Week, brought to you by the Albany Chrysler Center, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, locations in New Munich, Stock Center and Long Prairie, the Greenwald Pub, Pleasureland RV and Truck Center, Killenland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Albany and Richmond A&W. To the bottom of the fifth inning, Jacob Hinnenkamp, Hunter Rademacher, and then Chad Funk, top of the order. Up for the Silver Streaks, Eli Emerson's first pitch over the top of Hinnenkamp's head, and ball one. Jacob so far today, 1-for-1, had a base hit in his first at bat. And there's a strike call to Jacob, and the count, 1-ball, 1-strike. 1-1. No score, both teams with three hits. Hinnenkamp will follow this to the net. And the count, 1-ball, 2-strikes. And Hinnenkamp lofts it out to right center field. That's going to fall in for a base hit, almost identical to his first hit today, where he stuck the bat out, protecting the plate, and just pound an area of the field that the ball could fall into. So a leadoff single here in the fifth inning. We'll see what Hunter Rademacher is going to be asked to do by Paul Sand. Hunter maybe be bunting in this situation. Shows bunt, puts the bunt down. Emerson forced to field it, throws to first. And out at first. So score that, and 1-3 on the put out. Sacrifice bunt on the plate. Jacob Hinnenkamp to second. Here's Chad Funk. Chad 0 for 2 so far today. The first pitch is inside for ball 1-0. Jacob Hinnenkamp out at second with good speed here in the fifth inning. There's a ground ball to second. Ruggemer has it over to first, 4-3 in the putout of Chad Funk. And two outs on the play. Hinnenkamp will go to third. And Logan Funk steps up to the plate. Logan 0 for 2 today. A couple ground balls to short. He'll foul this at the plate. A count 0-1. The ball is 1 strike. All on the count. Hinnenkamp is lead at third. Here's Emerson's pitch. Sweet a miss by Logan. Strike 2. The ball is 2 strikes. And 2 and a foul to the backstop. The count stays 0-2. Logan battling Eli Emerson here in the fifth inning. No score. Base runner Jacob Hinnenkamp. That's the farthest anyone has got today between the both teams. Jacob, the first guy to get to third base today. Emerson's pitch, and Funk will follow this one right over the top of our heads. Count at 0-2 yet. Emerson kicks and delivers. A little change up. Funk will keep the battle going as he follows this one into the parking area that bounces between cars. The ball is 2 strikes. And they kick the pitch. A little bit low for a ball. And 1-ball, 2 strikes. 1 and 2, Will Funk on deck. Emerson's pitch, and Funk a drive down the left field line. This one's going to go foul and out of play. As Logan keeps battling Emerson. One ball, two strikes. Pitch on the outside corner. Strike three call by the home plate umpire. And that will do it for the Silver Streaks here in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played five. New Munich and Richmond scoreless on your Chasm Game of the Week. We're back in a minute. New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie, the Greenwall Pub, Pleasure Land RV and Truck Center, Gillian Chevrolet of St. Cloud and Albany and Richmond A&W. Brent Rugemer leads off the sixth inning for the Royals and a ground ball foul down the third baseline. And 0-1 to Rugemer. Jimmy Toole has gone the distance so far. There's a pitch inside and low in the count, one ball, one strike. Rugemer's 0-for-1 today. Ground ball to short in his last at bat. Pitch is high for ball now, 2-1. Here's Rugemer. Little bloop to center field, and that one is going to fall right in front of Jacob Hinnenkamp, and Brent Rugemer gets a Texas League single to start out the sixth. Going to bring number 9 hitter Kyle Buddy to the plate. See if Kirby Hemish, the Royals manager, has something on. Andy Bauer over in the first base coach box. Buddy showing bunt. He waves at it. Misses it. Throw by Stangler back to first. And Rugemer was off quite a ways. He just got back. You're calling that a strike as he offered at it. So 0-1 the count. Buddy has the bunt again. He'll put this one down. And that's going to go foul. And 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Oh, to the count. Kirby Hemish over to have a word with Kyle Buddy. Rugemer still at first. Jim Toole looks down at Joe Stangler, has the sign. The 0-2 on the way, and Buddy a ground ball to short. Will Funk to second for one. The relay to first in time. A 6-4-3 double play. Funk to Funk to Tyreller, and the Silver Streaks come back with that double play, and Kyle Buddy unable to get a bunt down for the Royals. Here's Alex Buddy batting with two outs. And Alex Buddy pops this one up. Shallow center field. Hinnenkamp coming in. Oh, and Jacob loses it in the sky. That sunshine at the very last second. He could not make the catch. And that'll be an error on the center fielder Hinnenkamp as it goes off of his glove. Been talking about that high sunshine all day today, and that is a factor here. And you look at, had Buddy got the bunt down, a play like that probably would have scored a base runner from second if he's running with two outs. At the plate, Mason Primus, and that's going to hit Primus in the hip. He's going to go to first. And it'll bring Trent Gertken to the plate. Trent Gertken batting with two outs. Two Olds pitch to Gertkin. Inside a ball, 1-0. No score here in the sixth. The Royals with two on and two out. Jim Tool delivers low for a ball. And 2-0. I saw Nick Stengler was throwing down the left field line, so Nick, the DH today, for Jim Tool would just come in and stay in the ball game. He was throwing. Gertkin takes outside a ball, and now it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Buddy leads from second, Primus at first, and Gertkin takes a strike call, and 3-1. Three won the count. Jewel working from the stretch, delivers, and Gertkin drives this to right center field, and that one is going to be in for a base hit. It goes off the base of the wall. One run is scored. They're going to hold Primus at third, and Gertkin in the second with a stand-up double. That went off of the base of the right center field wall. A double for Trent Gertkin. Alex Buddy scored, Mason Primus to third, and here's Cole Schmitz. Schmitz takes inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And Schmitz lines it to left field. That's a base hit. One more run will score. They hold Gertkin at third, and Schmitz gets an RBI. So 2-0 Richmond after two were out. A fly ball in the sun has ended up turning into runs for the Royals. And bring Dan Anson to the plate. Dan, 1-for-2 so far today. Batting with runners at first and third and two outs. Here's a strike called, and 0-1 to Hanson. Trent Gertkin over at third. At first, it's Cole Schmitz. Little pitch, Hanson drives this to right field. Over in right field is Funk to make the catch, right center field to make the catch for the out, and that will do it for the Royals in the second. But they come up with two runs here in the inning on three hits. There was an error and two left on base. We have played 5.5. It's Richmond 2, New Munich 0. More Game of the Week baseball in 1 minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Back at New Munich, our game of the week here on KESM Radio. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up. Silver Streaks, Will Funk. Lead it off. It'll be Will Funk, Nick Stengler, and Ty Reller facing Eli Emerson. Emerson has given up four hits today. Will Funk is 0-for-1. He was walked in his first at bat. The first pitch from Emerson is outside of ball 1-0. And delivers, and Funk drives this one to left field. Near the line, Trent Gertkin makes the catch for the out. Sunglasses and all there. One out. Yeah, going back to that fly ball by Jacob Henningkamp, last inning, he even had sunglasses on, and that sun just gets so extremely intense that time of the day, and hard to see. Been there. Did that already here in this park. Here's Nick Stengler. The first pitch to Nick is outside of ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Emerson delivers a little bit low and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Nick Stangler, a strike called, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. And strike two called, and 2-2. 2-2 the count. Emerson's breaking ball finishes a little bit high, and the count full now at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. And Stangler drives this to left center field. Gertkin giving chase, looking up, and it's gone. Nick Stangler, a solo home run to left center field, and all of a sudden it's 2-1. Solo shot for Nick as he rounds the bases. Nice shot there by Nick Stangler to left center field, making it 2-1 now. Richmond with the lead, and here's Ty Reller batting with one out. And Reller follows that one right over our heads. And the count 0-1. Pitch from Eli Emerson a little bit high in the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. And Reller will loop this one to center field. Here comes Buddy to make the catch for the out. Boy, at the last second, he had a duck and cover his eyes, too. So two outs. As Ty Reller flies to center, and here's Joe Stangler at the plate. Joe so far today, 0-2. And the pitch to Joe is a little bit low, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch outside, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Two runs, six hits, no errors for Richmond. One run, five hits, and one error for the Silver Streaks. Here's a two-hop shot to Bacchus at short. And across the diamond, 6-3 on the put-out of Joe Stangler. That'll do it for New Munich in the sixth. One run on one hit. That's the solo home run by Nick Stangler. And no one left on base. We played six. It's Richmond 2, New Munich 1. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
It's finally July. I love summer. Hi, everyone. It's Bruce from Albany Chrysler Center. We are offering complete synthetic oil change with a car wash for only $70, or a complete regular oil change, tire rotation, brake inspect, and car wash for only $35. Give us a call at 320-845-6723 to schedule your appointment today.
For all your building and remodeling, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix can assist you. Stop in and bring your ideas and plans to their experts. They offer computerized drafting estimates. Windows, siding, shingles, trim, lumber, and so much more is available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. When it comes to building new or remodeling, your next stop is Worms Lumber, located on Main Street in New Munich. Good luck to all the area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the seventh inning. Jimmy Toole still on the mound here for New Munich. Joe Stangler had to go put that equipment on after grounding out, making the last out of the inning. Hey. and a defensive change for New Munich over at third base. It's Grant Johnson. He's come in for New Munich for Reeland. And Atabakis will lead off the seventh for the Royals. A 2-1 Richmond lead as Jim Tuohill kicks and delivers, and Bakas will take a strike on the inside corner in 0-1. Tuohill delivers. Bakas pops this one up over by first. Ty Reller giving chase down the line in foul territory. Ty makes the catch for the out. Ty had just before that pitch and to put his glove up in the sky to see if he'd have a pop-up over there. And now he looked up in that high sky for a long time and made the catch for the out. Brady Clare at the plate. Brady 1-for-2 so far today. And the pitch inside, a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Clare drills it to left field. That's a solid base hit. He's 2-for-3. Got that inside-out swing, and both of his hits have gone that direction. And Brent Rugemer to the plate. Batting with one on and one out. Rugemer had a base hit in his last at-bat and was doubled off. Pitch in the dirt, ball one, or doubled up. 1-0 the count to Rugemer. 2-1 our score here in the seventh. Richmond with the lead. And Rugemer drives this right to center field. Hinnenkamp coming in. Jacob makes the catch for the out. Two outs. That one sounded better off the bat, and then it just kind of died, and Hinnenkamp able to make a pretty easy catch out there in center field. And number 9 hitter, Kyle Buddy, batting with two outs and one on. Pitch to Buddy is a strike in 0-1. Brady Clare, the base runner at first. The pitch, and Buddy drives this to left field. Back by the fence, looking up, it's gone. Kyle Buddy has just hit a 2-run homer, and the Richmond Royals out in front now, 4-1 in the seventh. So Buddy goes deep. Scoring in front of him, Brady Clare. And here's Alex Buddy for the Royals, their eighth hit off of Jim Tuohill today. And Alex takes a strike, called 0-1. Alex is 1-for-3 with a run scored. Pitch in the dirt, scooped nicely there by Joe Stangler. 4-1 now, Richmond in the seventh. Pitch and Alex Buddy, a drive to center field. Jacob Hinnenkamp, lots of room, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the seventh. Two runs on two hits, no errors, and no one left on. 6.5 innings. It's Richmond 4, New Munich 1. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Now through Monday only, shop Gilliland's 4th of July sales event. You'll find incredible deals like $11,500 off MSRP on the 2018 Silverado Double Cab and $9,000 off MSRP on the 2018 Equinox. Or lease a Silverado Double Cab for $289 per month or the 2018 Equinox for only $249 a month. See dealer for details. Find new roads. If you haven't shopped Gilliland lately, you will pay too much. Gilliland Chevrolet. OACC dealer for details.
Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Sports Play-by-Play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
We make our way to the bottom of the seventh inning, a 4-1 Richmond lead. Grant Johnson, who came in as a defensive replacement for Tyler Reeland, will now bat. Jacob Hinnenkamp and Hunter Rademacher, the 7-8-9 hitters for New Munich. Played the first five innings today with no runs being scored, and then the sixth and the seventh. We've had runs all over the place. Richmond getting two in the sixth, two in the seventh. New Munich picking up a home run by Nick Stangler in the sixth. Grant Johnson takes the first pitch for a called strike and 0-1. Balls, one strike. And Johnson reaches out for the high fastball, pops it up to Brent Rickmer at second, and he's going to lose it in the sky as he falls to the ground. So an error on Rickmer, that sunshine is raking havoc with the fielders today. So an error on Rickmer, allowing Johnson to reach. And here's Jacob Hinnenkamp. One on, nobody out. Eli Emerson's pitch, a little bit low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Hansen holding the base runner, Johnson. Emerson's pitch. Hinnenkamp follows this one back and out of play. And the count, one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Emerson works from the stretch, and he comes home in another foul ball. Boy, that's just scooting right over the top of the grandstand here, the top of the grandstand. And the count, one ball, two strikes to Hinnenkamp. Hunter Rademacher on deck. Low on two pitch, and tap foul at the plate. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rademacher just grabbed a ball that was thrown back in from the fan section. Pitches inside from Emerson. That just about hits Hinnenkamp, and the count, two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Thank goodness for some of the shade here today. There are people packed underneath the grandstand here. Here's Hinnenkamp swinging and missing. He chased a breaking ball from Eli Emerson, shaking his head too, knowing that was probably not the wisest of decisions there. We'll bring Hunter Rademacher to the plate with one on and one out now. Base runner over at first, Grant Johnson. Eli Emerson delivers, and Hunter swings and misses strike one. That was the seventh strikeout for Eli Emerson today. He's walked one, giving up the five hits. Pitches high and tight to Hunter Rademacher. And the count, one ball, one strike. 1-1. Emerson comes home. That pitch bouncing up to the plate. Primus knocks it down with his shoulder, but on to second goes Grant Johnson. And he's in scoring position here in the seventh. One on, one out. 2-1 count, and Hunter follows it at the plate, and the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2. Chat's hunked on deck for New Munich. And the pitch in the dirt, and the count full, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. No activity at all yet in the Richmond Royal bullpen. Morrison's pitch, and Rademacher up all this one back and out of play. Count stays full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. Rademacher out on strikes. So 8 strikeouts for Eli Emerson here in the 7th, and Chad Punk to the plate. Chad 0-for-3 so far today. Chad, strikeout in the 1st, a ground ball to short, and a ground ball to 2nd. First pitch is outside of ball, 1-0. One out the count. Grant Johnson leading from 2nd. Pitch, strike on the outside corner, and 1 ball, 1 strike. One ball, one strike, 2 outs and 1 on. Emerson delivers. There's strike 2 called and 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Emerson kicks and delivers, and the pitch low for a ball and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Our next break, we'll get a station ID for you. 2-2 the count. 2 outs. Johnson leads from 2nd. Breaking ball that doesn't break much is high, and the count full, 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes. Eli Emerson has the sign from his catcher. And here's Funk just staying alive as he caps it foul. Mason Primus behind the plate today for the Royals. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Emerson ready again. And his pitch, Funk pops this one straight up. This one will be backing out of play for the press box here. Now stays full again at 3-2. Stay tuned. Your Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show coming up in our postgame this afternoon as the pitch bouncing up to the plate, and Emerson's going to lose Chad Funk. So his 2nd walk of the day. That gives the Silver Streaks runners at 1st and 2nd. And here's Logan Funk. Logan's been hitting it pretty well off of Eli Emerson today, taking it to that shortstop side of the field. First pitch is a ball outside, 1-0. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the 7th. Richmond with the lead over to Munich. And here's Funk, ground ball to Rudimer at 2nd. Over to 1st, 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Silver Streaks in the 7th. No runs, no hits, 1 error, and 2 left on base. We have played 7. Richmond 4, Munich 1. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run at Albany and Richmond A&W.
Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Richmond four runs, eight hits, one error. The Royals today have left three base runners, Numinic one run on five hits and one error. And Numinic has left seven base runners on the paths today. Ty Reller has come on in relief of Jim Tuell. Nick Stengler comes into the game. He'll go over to first base. And Mason Primus gets to face Ty Reller here in the eighth inning. Little activity in the Royals bullpen. Looks like Alex Buddy possibly just loosening up the arm a little bit. There's Mason Primus. Mason 0 for 2 today, was hit by a pitch in his last at bat, takes a strike from Ty Reller in 0-1. Primus scored a run. There's strike two at the knees, and 0-2 now to Mason Primus. Quite a contrast of pitchers from Jim Tuell to now Ty Reller, who throws the heat and the pitch a little bit high for a ball. And one ball, two strikes. 1-2. And Prina swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Here's Trent Gertgen. Trent, 1 for 3 today. He had a double that scored a run back in the sixth inning for the Royals. Got the game's first RBI. And the pitch to Trent is outside of ball, 1-0. There's a strike called, and one ball, one strike. One won the count. Pitch is high to Gertgen, and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ty Reller kicks, delivers high for a ball, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. And low and inside, ball four. So one out walk. Here's Cole Schmitz. Cole so far today, 1 for 3, had a base hit that scored a run in the sixth. And there's a strike call to Cole Schmitz on the inside corner. And 0-1 to Cole. Oh, as Reller was going to try to pick up Trent Gertgen, he throws down to first, and it goes over Nick Stengler's head. And an error on Reller, allowing Gertgen to go to second. So the second error of the ball game for the Silver Streaks. The count to Cole Schmitz is 0-1. Ty Reller kicks and delivers a breaking ball. Schmitz swings through it and misses. And the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Gripkin leads from second. And the pitch. Low for a ball. 1-2. Curveball that Schmitz laces to center field right at Jacob Hinnenkamp. Makes a catch for the out. Hinnenkamp had him played perfectly. Two outs. And Dan Hansen, the Royal first baseman, steps to the plate. Dan Hansen so far today, 1-3. It's spread out pretty evenly throughout the Royals lineup, although Brady Clair is 2-3 today. First pitch to Hansen, a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Gripkin leads from second. Reller's pitch. There's the strike and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ty Reller delivers. That gets by Joe Stengler, and Gripkin go to third. Looks like Kirby Hemish will run for Trent Gripkin here, too. Kirby getting his games in. So Kirby in the ball game for Trent Gripkin. Here's Hansen. Hard shot to second. Chad Funk up with it over to first. 4-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Royals in the eighth. No runs. No hits. There was an error and one left on base. We played 7.5, Richmond 4, New Munich 1. Your game of the week on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.